This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 11. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 13. It says there, "That is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me all your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, mourning. Let your remorse tear at your hearts and not your garments." End of quote. The prophet Joel says the natural calamities illustrate a far greater judgment to come from God in the near future. A recent locust plague had devastated the land of Israel. He says cutting locusts finished eating all the crops. Then appeared the swarming locusts that ingested what was left. After that came the hopping locusts and the stripping locusts. The nation is faced with famine all over the land. The prophet warns the horrible plague of the locusts and the natural calamities are insignificant compared to the future day of the severe judgment. Joel 1:15 says, "The day of the Lord is near, the day when destruction comes from the Almighty. How terrible that day will be." End of quote. In the light of all this, God is calling people to repent over their sins. The prophet is addressing those who do injustice and wickedness with no sign of repentance. He calls the drunkards to weep and wail. The day of God's judgment is near. In our today's Bible insight, the Lord declares, "Turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief. Instead, tear your hearts." End of quote. Return to the Lord your God, for He is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Bible says He is eager to relent and not punish. Beloved, did you notice our Lord God is eager to relent His judgments if people repent and come to Him? How many times did God talk to us through natural calamities and other incidents? The recent flooding in South India is an example. Has anything like this happened in your days or in your parents' days? The word of the Lord asks. How about the school shootings in the United States of America? What can you expect when people and nation forsake God and live in rebellion against His moral laws? Beloved, now is the time for fasting, weeping, and mourning. Now is the time to tear the hearts. Do not just tear your garments as the ancient Jews did when they were filled with grief and sadness. Instead, break your hearts in the presence of the Lord. How long God gave us to turn to Him? If you do not heed, and more vigorous and intolerable judgment is in store for us. The prophet talks about the coming day of the Lord when He is going to repay the wickedness of people. On that day of judgment, people will cry to the mountains and the rocks to fall on them so that they can somehow hide from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Great is the day of the wrath that is coming, and who is able to stand? Revelation 6:16-17. This question demands an answer. The answer is this: no one would be able to stand on that day if they are not cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus took the wrath of God on our sins on that cross when He died in our place for our sin and paid for our sins with His sinless and divine blood. Beloved, is this not important to you? God loves you, and He gave His one and only Son for your sake. Come to Him in repentance, tear hearts in repentance, and get saved today by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Get rescued from the coming day of judgment. Dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I repent over my sins and wickedness, and now I turn to you and plead for your forgiveness and mercy. Lord, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, He died in my place and rose again for all of my sins. Please forgive my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Save me now, Lord, from the coming judgment. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.